It is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock here on WPHM. It is Friday morning. And winter bird blast is coming up. This is kind of a neat thing. They've been doing this for a few years now, the Friends of the St. Clair River, and Tom Dennis is here to tell us all about it. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
The winter bird blast. What is a winter bird blast?
Well, a winter bird blast, as you said, we've done it a few years. This is our fourth annual.
Okay.
And it's a time where we get together. The event is sponsored jointly by Blue Water Audubon and the Friends of the St. Clair River. And we have a session in the morning. It runs from 9 o'clock until 12. And for about the first hour, we do an educational presentation. And it's an exciting educational presentation. There are a lot of beautiful pictures of waterfowl, including largely ducks and gulls that we have that are popular in this area at this time of year.
Yeah.
So it's a great event. It's a family-friendly event that we start with at the St. Clair County building, the administration building, at the Donald Dodge Auditorium. The event is a family-friendly outing, open to all ages. It's free. We do accept donations, and the proceeds of any money raised go to Friends of the St. Clair River.
Anybody who's interested in those organizations, too, this would be a great time for them to find out how to become a member of either the Audubon Society or the Friends of the St. Clair River.
Yes, absolutely. And we always give a good plug about our most important natural resource in the area, and that's our great blue water, of which the birds are very important. The water itself and everything that goes along with it are great for our community, great for the people. And the birds just make it exciting, and it's something that we can enjoy during this winter season when it's a little tough to get outside. But we have a special set of birds that are here only during the winter. And people come here from all over the world to see some of these ducks and gulls. So many of the people in the Blue Water area miss them. And we want them to appreciate what we have here.
Well, and a lot of us, myself included, take them for granted and just say, oh, look, it's a seagull, and we think that it's the same gulls that we see in the summer or anywhere else in the world. But what surprises me when I've talked to anybody that's into birding like you are is the difference in gulls. I always thought a seagull is a seagull is a seagull.
Right.
All the world over, all seasons. That's not so, is it?
That's very true. In fact, if you look up in a bird book seagull, you won't find one listing. We have lots of gulls, and we'll typically see about five different species of gull in this area. And the same thing with ducks. There are many people who think that a duck is a duck. And we have several families of ducks. We'll talk about the difference between dabblers and divers, and we have some very unique sea ducks who come from the far Arctic North regions to spend their winters in our balmy balmy waters of St. Clair County.
Yeah, it always surprises me on a really cold winter day. You drive by the river and you see, you know, a family of ducks swimming by. And you think, man, how can they stand that?
Yeah, and that's they have some very important biological features that allow them to stay in the water and not get hypothermic as we would. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about what they eat, why they're here, and why they're important to people and to our the health of our waterways.
All at the Winter Bird Blast, which is a week from tomorrow, 9 till noon at the Donald Lodge Auditorium, and then the painting party at 12:19 afterwards.
Yes, and that is a fundraiser. The bird walk and talk, will after the hour of education, we do about 2 hours in the field. So we'll go to the lower lake and travel along the St. Clair River and look at all the beautiful birds that we've talked about. That is a free event. We accept donations. The painting party held at Studio 1219 is something you have to register for. There is a fee. It's $45. However, they have some expert painters there that help people paint a beautiful bird scene. This year's scene is the long-tailed duck. I think one of our most beautiful ducks. It's here only for a short time during the winter months. And it's an opportunity to take something home, a work of art that the artist there will help you create. And, of course, proceeds go to the Friends of the St. Clair River.
What about eagles? It seems like we're seeing more eagles here than we used to.
We do. In fact, eagles were almost non-existent in the lower 48 states in the early 70s, something like 25 breeding pair. Oh. Very rare to see them unless you went to Alaska. And with the banning of DDT, the cleaning up of the environment, now we have eagles flourishing. They're no longer a protected species. We quite often see them at winter bird blast floating down the ice. Their favorite food is fish, but they'll also eat ducks, which are abundant, and occasionally a gull, which we all know are quite abundant as well.
Right, yeah. In the winter months seems to bring them out, doesn't
it? And it's always great to see a bald eagle. We'll see adults with their beautiful white head and white tail, and the young as well. They don't get the white head and tail until they're 4 to 5 years old. So we see a lot of youngsters learning how to fish and hang out with mom and dad.
That's fun. Like I was saying, Tom, these birds are everywhere. We see them every day, but a lot of us don't really stop to pay attention to what they look like, how they're different from birds we see other times of the year.
That's correct. And once people see the differences, the nuances between species, they get excited. I write an article now for the Times Herald, a weekly column on nature, talking about birds. And every week I have people come up to me and say, oh, I've just saw that wonderful bird. I've been watching them all this time and never knew what it was and never appreciated it. So when you know what they are, you can appreciate and start to learn more and more about them. Like anything else, the more you know about it, it seems the more often you see them or you're happy to see what you know and learn more about it.
Yeah, really interesting stuff. Winter Bird Blast is next Saturday. If people want to participate, do they need to register ahead of time?
They don't for the bird walk, the bird talk and walk. In fact, there's no registration required at all. I would say get to the Donald Dodge Auditorium early. Our crowd is growing. Last year we had upwards of 70 people.
Wow.
The event will be held rain or shine, snow or cold. I just encourage people to dress warmly. It's supposed to be somewhat balmy, which I say with a wink, because 39 degrees, we consider balmy is frigid to most of the world. But dress warmly. As we say, it's always cooler by the lake, windy, and the water can make it feel very cold. You don't need to bring binoculars. If you have them, do so, but we'll have scopes and binoculars to share. I encourage people to bring a camera, bring the old folks, bring the children, and afterward, if you have time, come to the painting party, which you do need to register for.
Sounds like a nice way to spend a Saturday, the Winter Bird Blast next week. Tom, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, Tom Dennis with us on WPHM 21, past 8 o'clock now.